The governor's proposal to establish three regional transit authorities, or RTAs, has proven to be one of the most contentious issues in this budget. That's largely because the authorities would have the power to increase local sales taxes to pay for bus and rail. Democrats made sweeping changes to the governor's plan when it came before the legislature's budget committee. But Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker says the issue is not settled yet.
Oh, no. I still think there's some anxiety over how that's framed up right now.
The way lawmakers left it, a Dane County RTA would be able to levy a half-cent sales tax to pay for transit and would remain roughly as the governor wanted. But legislators made big changes to a three-county southeast Wisconsin RTA, paring it down to just Milwaukee County and doubling the allowable sales tax. They also killed an RTA proposed for the Fox Cities. Decker would not get specific on the kinds of changes he wants, but he offered some hints.
Well, I just think, you've got the whole Fox Valley one hanging out there that's not taken care of. You got the one in Milwaukee that's got a bit of a problem. And, so I think those got to be worked out as well.
The full assembly is scheduled to vote on the budget next Wednesday. Decker says the Senate will likely take it up the week after. Both chambers have to eventually approve the identical package before it can become law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.